Smell that?
It's a Friday, which means it's time for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Does it come with a distinct odor? I was unaware.
Well, Monday is the smell of desperation, and Friday is the smell of...
impending weekend.
Impending freedom and release, yes.
All right, here's the question.
Hey, Sam. My name's Gary. I live in Randolph, New Hampshire. I was curious as to whether Lyme disease affects wildlife. Do fox, moose, bear, and other critters suffer from Lyme disease?
Well, you know, Sam, this seems like such a logical question, but I never thought of it before. It's a brilliant question.
Do you know about Lyme in dogs?
I don't.
Yeah, so dogs and horses both get sick when they're exposed to the Lyme pathogen. And one of the things that we should do is you should stop and ask yourself how it is that we know that. And for starters, one of the things that we do know that researchers have seen is that just about every mammal that they've ever checked can be infected by the spirochete, the bacteria that causes Lyme disease, Borrelia burgdorferi. And I was told this by Dr. Bettina Wagner, a professor of veterinary medicine at Cornell University.
If we look in cats, they can get infected. If we look in cattle, they can get infected. If we look in llamas, they can get infected. Name it. So every single species we looked at can get infected.
But medically speaking, we draw a distinction between infection and disease. So think Typhoid Mary.
Right. Okay. So some animals could technically be a carrier but not suffer the symptoms of them. Do we know what animals are carriers and what animals aren't?
Well, it would seem that pretty much every mammal can, in fact, carry the pathogen. But we do know that dogs get sick. And so how do we know that? Dr. Wagner says that the reason that we know that is we've actually done some serious science here. And this might be a little disturbing for people to hear, but there have been experiments where dogs have been deliberately infected with Lyme, been treated with various types of antibiotic regimes, and then euthanized so that they can do necropsies and look to see if they can still find live bacteria in the animal's tissues. And the fact that those studies have been done, which ethically, you couldn't do in people, mean that we actually know more about Lyme in dogs than we do in humans. But another part of this is that we actually just live with dogs, and so we can observe them and tell that, in fact, when they get infected, they start to get sore, they get swollen joints, they get sensitive to the touch. But let me give you a corollary. Cats are just kind of inscrutable.
Do they really have Lyme disease? Is this cat that sleeps all day just old, or is this, does this really have Lyme disease? So for cats, we are getting already quite unsure. For cattle, we are quite unsure.
Now, I imagine some cat owners are going to get upset about that accusation. I have two cats. They're actually quite expressive in their own way. But I take the point that usually a dog is a much more expressive pet than a cat would be.
So given what we know about dogs and about horses, these animals that we live closely with and can observe, we might reasonably expect that some other mammals like moose and fox and coyote and bears might get sick. But Dr. Wagner says it's just a hard question to answer with these species that we're not in close contact with. And in fact, even the infamous white-footed mouse, who is so important in the transmission of the disease in the disease's life cycle, we're not even sure if they get sick.
I don't know. Would be interesting to ask the mice population how they feel about the infection.
I don't know, something about tape of a researcher laughing about talking to mice. I don't know. So the answer really here is it's complicated, like everything with Lyme.
Well, and this gets to this broader point, which you might have learned if you had listened to a podcast series put out last August by New Hampshire Public Radio called Patient Zero.
I have heard of it.
One of the things that you learned in that series is that even in humans, it is a very difficult disease to diagnose. The tests that we have to detect the disease, they actually just detect an immune response to the bacteria, but they don't definitively diagnose disease. So doctors, they make the diagnosis by pairing these immune response tests with the patient's constellation of clinical symptoms, which can include, you know, the bullseye rash, the fever, fatigue, the swelling, and the joint pain, all of which can be somewhat subjective. So if you want to know if foxes get Lyme, the answer is next time you see one, you got to ask him.
I'll be sure to do that. Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
Ask Sam is yours for the taking. If you would like to get a question on the air, Sam, how can a listener do it?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER. The email address is outsidein@nhpr.org. That's where you can send an audio file recorded on your smartphone.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.